This is Hotel Mars, episode N. I'm John Batzer, and David Livingston, Dr. Space, the Space Show, is here, my colleague and co-host, and we're very, very, very privileged to be speaking with Sanandan Sharma, an interdisciplinary scientist. That means that she goes in and out of parts of the surface of Mars that are greatly fascinating. She works at JPL, part of the Planetary Geosciences Group, especially on an instrument I've learned with a very long name, called quickly Sherlock, on Perseverance, looking for evidence that is consistent with some hypothesis about Mars, about our solar system, about how it was all put together. Sanandan, you're so generous. I want to play a game with you that we've played before, which is an unlimited budget, not waiting years for a sample return, but going now. And other parts of Mars are available as well. What do you want to know? What are the questions that you would want answered with this unlimited budget? Thank you.
Ooh, amazing question, and one that I thought about a bunch because we hit against the edges so much of what we can do. But I would go under. I would go deep. I would want to go to the Mars subsurface. So we know that some things like UV radiation and different types of ionizing radiation and galactic cosmic rays will have effects on the surface of Mars. But the deeper you go, we hope the more protected things like organic matter would be. So if I had an unlimited budget, I would say, this is crazy, I would say get a bunch of autonomous swarm rovers that can all go and spread across the entire surface of an area, say like the crater, for instance, and go on the surface and then go deeper and deeper and do like a thorough, almost cross-section, like a cake search.
You mean drilling? You want to drill and you want them to drill in a pattern so that you can pick up what might be geological layers underneath. Is that what you're describing?
Yeah. In a very, very broad way. I think you said it more concisely than I did. I said it a little crazy, but yes.
Well, it's fine. We can do this. We can do more. David, do you have a question for Sanandan about this unlimited budget?
Could you do your going deep with a really advanced ground penetrating radar? And how deep could you go?
I think we would have to, for the type of analyses I would want to do, I would want to use things like Sherlock, for instance, but really deep under. So with a ground penetrating radar, you wouldn't actually be able to see the same things that we see on, for instance, in a brazen patch. So what you'd want to do is drill and get a sample from pretty deep down and then either analyze it while it's down there. So have like a little Sherlock that goes all the way down a hole, or you'd bring it to its surface and quickly analyze it. And if I could do one more thing, I would ask Curiosity to come by and bring its SAM instrument, which does a different type of organics analysis. And we could put all the powers together for Sherlock and SAM and do a proper organic analysis.
Curiosity is the first rover, still working very happily on the surface of Mars. I've read that there is a puzzle that's in front of us. We are in Jezero Crater, and we've established that there was water there. This is a lake bed at one time early on, the Noachian Age. Thank you. Mm-hmm. However, I've also read that we can't explain how there was water on the surface of Mars. We can't explain where it went. We can't explain how it could have been there. Is that correct, or have we come up with a theory?
This I'm going to have to turn over to a colleague you'll have to talk to in the future for a geologist. This is something that I'm still learning.
So what we have here then is water, definitely, and the water suggests that there was something, there was the basis of something that was living, because we know in the universe you need rock, water, and heat, those three elements, yep, to produce something alive. But we don't know why it went away. We don't know how long it was there. And you want to go deep underneath it because you think something might still be there, because you think something, yeah, might be there in a fossil fashion. Is that why you want to go deep?
I don't know if it would be a fossil exactly, but what I'm thinking of, so there's these two competing things, right? If you have a bunch of cells, like a microbial mat, a bunch of cells living in a mat on a lake, and they die and they settle to the bottom and they become part of a sediment, you have two competing forces. You have things that can preserve them and things that can destroy them. And so to preserve things like organic matter and potential biosignatures, you want the right minerals to protect them from UV and ionizing radiation and from any types of mechanical strain or defects that they might have to endure. So any kind of like think of any type of like mechanical thing that can break a part of microbial mat. You want to preserve them. So that, I think we are seeing different types of minerals so far that look like they're associated with water, like carbonates and sulfates and clays and things like that. And we have that preservation potential. But if we go deep, we can get the other part of it, which is preserving from destroying factors. So things like the UV and ionizing radiation.
Right.
So I think if we can go deeper, we'll have even more protection.
You're very generous to spend time with us on an unlimited budget. Sunandan Sharma, interdisciplinary scientist at JPL, working especially on Sherlock, which is on Perseverance right now. She's part of the Planetary Geosciences Group. David Livingston, Dr. Space of The Space Show. This is Hotel Mars, Episode N. And I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.